Translation. Translation is a complex word which refers to a complex set of activities. The word implies movement, translation or traduzione in Italian and in other languages as well. And there's a narrow sense in which we understand translation, and which refers to someone, a translator, sitting down perhaps with a written text and transposing it from one language to another. But there's also a much broader sense of translation in which that movement through languages happens in a series of locations and in a much more dynamic way. So what I would like people to think about is a translation continuum, which goes from the binary model of a source text and a target text and a source language and a target language to the much, much more diffuse way in which translation permeates our everyday life. Now, if you want to do a test, just take translation away from the life that you lead every day. It will be anything from the manual you pick up when you buy a new gadget, a new piece of IT. How many languages is that written in? Which one was the original language? You will probably not know. And all the way to when you find yourself in situations in which you're not a professional translator, but nevertheless, you are mediating between people, between groups, between moments in your life in which different cultures come into contact. Which also poses another question: who translates? It's not always the professionals who do that. We are involved in acts of translation almost every day. So there is something which I would call the translational fabric of our life. And in that fabric, everything gets translated, and translation is a very productive force. We're used to thinking about the old-fashioned translator-traitor, traduttore-traditore dictum. And yet, in betraying things, translation is also one of the most creative forces that we have. Think about how cultures communicate, work, evolve through translation. For instance, in the project, in the TML project, I work on Italian-American culture. By definition, something like Italian-American culture, with or without a hyphen, would not exist without multiple processes of translation. How Italian infiltrates life in the States, how that image is then absorbed and modified in American culture, how it returns back to Italy and continues to move backwards and forwards through images in cinema, literature, everyday life, or even just in the transformations that a pizza has had through time and through different locations. So that now, in many places in the world, pizza looks much more like an American pizza than an Italian original one. Translation is a tool, it's a way of thinking then about the world, and it's a way of understanding the world through language, through text, and through cultures, and through cultural practices that cross different boundaries. And if the transnational space is a space of dialogue, a space of exchange, of transformation, then it could not exist without translation.